From the headquarters of the United Nations Development Program, this is Nature for Development, the podcast about nature, people, and sustainability. I'm your host, Maddie Craig. For this episode, we're joined by Pedro Suarez, Manager of Climate Change and REDD+ at the Institute for Conservation and Sustainable Development of the Amazon, or IDESAM, based in the Amazonas state in Brazil. IDESAM is an endorser of the New York Declaration on Forests, which we spoke about in episode 2 of this podcast. Pedro is here today to tell us about an impactful and unique project to protect communities in the Amazon. Welcome, Pedro.
Thank you for having me, Maddie. I appreciate the opportunity to share IDESAM's experience in protecting the Amazon forest with the listeners.
Thank you for joining us, Pedro. We're having this conversation during a truly disconcerting time for the Amazon forest. The recent news about the fires in the Amazon and other forests around the world was an alarming wake-up call that these ecosystems and the communities residing in them are in danger. And scientists have reminded us that the world is at a tipping point of deforestation and desertification, and that the destruction of forests will cause devastating impacts on the health of the planet and its people. Pedro, IDESAM is doing a lot of important work to establish innovative models and strategies for avoiding deforestation, recover degraded forests, and to promote new sustainable business models for the Amazon. Could you give us some background about the environment in which IDESAM works and an introduction to this interesting project you're here to speak to us about today?
Absolutely. So IDESAM was founded in 2004, and our headquarters is located in Manaus, the Amazonas state. IDESAM started to operate in Napuí, a municipality located in the arc of deforestation of the Brazilian Amazon in 2007. The goal of IDESAM was to implement and coordinate new production systems in partnership with local communities and small farmers of Apuí, aiming to generate income alternatives for these families and to reduce the high rates of deforestation due to the expansion of pasture lands and also recovering degraded areas. So one specific project coordinated by IDESAM is the Apuí Agroforestry Coffee Initiative. Unique and organic coffee produced in previous degraded areas of the forest. The Apuí Agroforest Coffee aims to foment and strengthen the productive chain of agroecological coffee in the municipality of Apuí. So growing coffee in this unique way provides a sustainable alternative to generate income for coffee producers and also to slow deforestation in the region.
Great. So what was the motivation to start this project with this unique way of growing coffee? And could you tell us a bit more about agroforestry or agroecological coffee and how it works?
Yeah. So we soon realized that the coffee plantations that had been abandoned and were now in more naturally regenerated shade were in a better condition than those that had been farmed in the sun. So this discovery was the start of a dialogue with those families, farmers, that showed an interest in new ways of producing coffee. We started working with a few pilot areas of local smallholders to test new techniques for increasing the coffee productivity in Apuí under agroforestry and organic production system. And agroforestry is a way of farming where food crops are grown alongside trees. And in the case of the coffee crops are grown alongside native trees from the Amazon that provide shade to the coffee plant and other benefits for the ecosystem and the community. Today, we have 30 hectares of agroforestry coffee crops in Apuí, following organic certification requirements and benefiting more than 50 families throughout the sustainable supply chain. So the Apuí agroforestry coffee is a product that reaches different gourmet markets in Manaus, São Paulo, and Rio de Janeiro, for example.
Pedro, that's really interesting. It's an interesting natural solution for coffee production. You mentioned other benefits. Do these trees serve other purposes on the farm and for the communities?
Yeah, having trees on the farm provides first an alternative source of income and food for the farmers and their families. But the trees also increase soil health, increase biodiversity in the local ecosystem. They also protect the coffee plants from extreme heat and sunlight. also provide the essential humidity and an ideal growing environment for the development of the coffee trees.
And you mentioned earlier that the project is benefiting more than 50 families. Do you have an example to share to illustrate the impact of the project on the community?
Yeah, this is a good question, Maddie. Our goal is to empower the local population and make them the guardians of the Amazon region and its biodiversity. So the project has led to a spike in productivity and improvement in coffee quality while increasing the farmers' income through agroforestry activities. This project offered an alternative of income generation for the coffee producers and for the sustainable development of the region. The project has contributed to improving life in the countryside while reducing environmentally harmful practices such as deforestation to open up new farming areas. So far, IDESAM and local farmers engaged with the project have increased by 300% the income of these families and doubled the coffee productivity per hectare. Also, we achieved together the organic certification for the Apuí Agroforestry coffee that is nowadays the first organic coffee produced in the Amazon. And since the coffee is produced under agroforestry system without using agrochemicals, this is a great opportunity for attracting further investments and unique marketing.
That's excellent, and really excellent results as well. Besides seeing these benefits, and in addition to those benefits, how exactly is the community engaged in the project?
The local community and the local small farmers of Apuí are the backbone of our strategy. They are the main stakeholders that can provide a permanent solution for stopping deforestation in Apuí. But to be successful, it is needed to build strong partnerships and engage the local farmers for the establishment of sustainable land use systems. And furthermore, all coffee crops are grown on smallholders' farms. These smallholder farmers are the targeted public of the Apuí Coffee Initiative, so IDESAM provides a continued technical assistance and monitoring for increasing the coffee productivity, recovering of degraded lands by combining coffee with the native trees from the Amazon. And the communities also participates on benefiting the coffees, like doing the roasting and grinding of the coffee grains.
That's excellent, Pedro. Thanks for sharing the benefits of the project. I'm also interested to hear about the work you do as the Climate Change and REDD+ coordinator at IDESAM. What is your role in the organization and how does this relate to the Apuí project?
So my main role at IDESAM is to scale up these pilot initiatives through expanding IDESAM's network and looking for new partners and sponsors. My goal is to connect local products from the Amazon to investors and urban centers. And there are many great initiatives in the Amazon that are addressing climate change and forest conservation. And we need to bring more attention to those initiatives and their impact. We have great opportunities for promoting the sustainable development of the Amazon. And we want to shed light on those initiatives. Besides the Apuí coffee, IDESAM is also working with sustainable extraction of guaraná, a native Brazilian fruit from the Amazon used in many global consumer beverages, and also promoting the sustainable forest management and deforestation-free supply chains. But it's really difficult to maintain these initiatives up and running without alternative sources of finance. So my challenge at IDESAM is also related to adding additional investments to Apuí and to the sustainable rural production systems. We have at IDESAM a great expertise related to finance for environmental service that add a new set of investments for financing local initiatives and the emission reductions generated by these activities. For example, in Apuí, we are also monitoring and accounting for the carbon credits generated from preserving the forest and finding alternative financing to support the project.
Now that you've seen such positive impacts from this project and other projects that IDESAM is working on, what's next for Apuí and for IDESAM?
The next step is scale up. We'll establish additional financing alternatives for increasing the number of families benefited, the volume of coffee produced, the total area reforested, the number of native trees planted. So IDESAM has just launched, in partnership with local farmers of Apuí, a private company for attracting new investments for this activity. And we are about to open an equity crowdfunding call where persons and companies can invest in the Apuí Agroforestry Coffee Company and get a share of the company. So the main goal is to increase our impact, produce a sustainable and healthy product that recovers forests and benefits local families.
That sounds really exciting, and I look forward to following that progress. For our listeners that might be interested in starting a similar project in their communities, what would you recommend as the first step?
The first step is to have a clear and deep understanding about the social and economic dynamics of a specific region or a specific community. Local communities can come up with the best solution for a specific region, and this can guarantee that the proposed activities have a good support and adherence with the local situation.
Thanks again, Pedro, for sharing your insights on this impactful project and on agroforested coffee and local solutions in the Amazon. It was a pleasure to learn from you, and we hope you join us for the next episode of the Nature for Development podcast. Till next time.